You're listening to Dear Adult Daughter, a podcast for those who want to step out of the dysfunctional dynamic they have with their mothers. Ridiculous, weak, perfectionistic, ineffective, nagging, unsure, controlling, uncontrollable, timid, disappointing, wild, wounded, bad, pathetic, victim-y, slutty, prudish, ignorant, stoic, worthless, needy, people-pleaser, shameful. These are the things that you may have been taught to say to yourself about yourself that are violent, that erase you. This is the violence that we are born into. And the she in the subject line of this episode, she called me Hellcat. The she in the subject line is my mother. She was once recounting a story about me as a child to her husband and to my husband and to me during a visit. And she said, "You were a real Hellcat." Her eyes wide, her voice exaggerated for effect, and her teeth showing in a not unpleasant Hellcatish grimace. And it echoed what my grandmother said to me prior to her death in 2015 at the age of 98 about my mother as a child. My grandmother said she was defiant and headstrong, just like her father. For fun, I Googled Hellcat and I found references to wild and wanton female characters in movies from the early 20th century, to warplanes, to muscle cars, and from the dictionary, a spiteful, bad-tempered woman, shrew. Also, a woman with magic powers derived from evil sources, witch. And funnily enough, when my mother said that to me, when she called me Hellcat, I felt seen by her in a way I don't think I've ever felt seen. I liked it. It was certainly better than the contempt that she sometimes expresses when she indicates that I'm weak and pathetic and passive, just like my father. And a couple of weeks ago, a meme went around on Facebook with a bunch of photos of different kinds of light. And it was like each photo had, it was beautiful photographs. And like one of them was firelight, one of them was starlight, one of them was candlelight, one was sunlight, streetlight, and so on. There were a bunch of them. And I showed them to my husband and I asked him, I said, "Which kind of light am I?" And without hesitation, he said, "Lightning," and also "Northern Lights." I was pleased with his answer. He sees my spirit and my mystery, and he likes it because I see me and I like my spirit and my mystery. Lightning, Hellcat, disruptive, disruptor, expressive rebel, mysterious, audacious, fierce love, heart wide open, with dignity, unshamed. I can tell you all day long how to set boundaries with your mother, how to deal with your mother, how not to let her trigger you, how to manage it when she gets old and needs your help when that's the last thing you want to do. Those are important things to know. Those are important things to get help with. But what then? What about who you are beyond coping with her? You're stepping outside this drama triangle that wants to keep you feeling, by turns, furious, devastated, hopeless, and ashamed. You're freeing yourself from the dynamic, not finding better ways to operate within it. You're better than that. Full stop, right now, not in the future, now. It's not set it and forget it, though. It's so easy to forget in a moment of stress, even a moment of joy. It's fleeting. I'm probably not supposed to tell you that because it's a bummer, yeah? I mean, maybe I have made it a secret here on the podcast, but I haven't made it a secret that 2023 was a freaking hard year for me. What I can also tell you is that there's nothing more thrilling and life-affirming than catching yourself when you forget, and then remembering, and then showing up from that place, summoning the emotional experiences you want to have, because when you have them, you like yourself and you respect yourself. And that's what makes you a Hellcat. It's what makes me a Hellcat, alive and able to hold life in whatever form it comes. Not by myself, not with pretend confidence, and certainly not perfectly, but with grit and softness and surrender and power and a wise smile and hysterical laughter and the kind of sobbing that wrings you out. I am a poet and a crone and a goofball, and I want everyone I touch to feel the contradiction and the paradox. I am an adult daughter, a stepmother, a sister, a boo-boo, and I want everyone I touch to feel the hard back and soft front of my compassion, to remind you that life happens now, and it's silly and awful and magical and mundane. When it hurts, in your weak moments, when you give away your power, when you don't ignore the seemingly innocent but violent nonetheless inner voice that tells you that it wasn't a mistake or a fluke, but rather because you're innately bad, a failure, a loser, pathetic, nothing. That voice is not the problem. It will always be there. The problem is that you believe it and you let it be the boss of you. And thank the stars for that, because it's way easier to not let it be the boss of you than it is to get rid of it. So take a moment here to pause and remind yourself of both the reality and the possibility of your extraordinary life. You're already existing. You're already inhaling and exhaling with your future self, with your intentional identity. You just have to be willing to acknowledge it, to trust it, to hold it, or at least the possibility of it. This is the practice. This is how we know ourselves. In every given moment, when we're uncomfortable and holding our breath and waiting for the other shoe to drop. The reason that I love writing in language is because the moment you have words for what's happening, you can step into it more fully. You can choose it or you can reject it. You have the choice to speak yourself into existence or to keep erasing yourself. In 2023, I noticed myself erasing myself. So this work took on compelling urgency, and I'm inviting you to kick it up a notch with me, to elevate the conversation, to go beyond coping, to go beyond the violence of shame, to step out of the dynamics that keep you stuck. And when we work with me, you get the trifecta. You get the logical, strategic part. You get the soft animal side of me who co-regulates with you. And you get the Hellcat who reflects back to you the goddamn truth of you, no matter how beautiful it is. And I get that not everyone wants my version of freedom. If you're interested, my email is in the show notes. Much, much love, Karen.